Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Hi, Congressman Pitts. Can you tell us about the GOP convention in Cleveland this week?
Yes. Republicans met in Cleveland, Ohio this week to officially nominate Donald Trump as the party's presidential nominee. He is joined on the ticket by Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Mr. Trump formally accepted the nomination on Thursday evening. Next week, Democrats will meet in Philadelphia to nominate former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the party standard bearer. And as you know, the election will be held on November 8th.
Congressman, do you have any thoughts about the police officers killed in Baton Rouge over the weekend?
Well, I was absolutely heartbroken to learn that three police officers were killed and three more wounded in a deliberate ambush attack in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, this past weekend. Another officer in Kansas City was killed on Tuesday, and along with the five officers who were murdered in Dallas earlier this month. These attacks brings the number of law enforcement officials killed in the line of duty so far this year to more than 30. There is no justification, none, for murdering those who put their lives on the line every day to keep us safe. Please keep the friends and families of these fallen heroes in your thoughts and prayers in the coming days and months. And please remember to thank a police officer for his or her service the next time you see one.
Thank you. The Health Subcommittee, which you chair, has been working for months on opioid legislation. Do you have an update for us?
Well, since the year 2000, the rate of deaths from drug overdoses has increased 137%, including a 200% increase in the rate of overdose deaths involving opioids, opioid pain relievers, and heroin. During 2014 alone, a total of 47,055 drug overdose deaths occurred in the United States, with more than 28,000 deaths involving some type of opioid, including heroin. To address this epidemic, I helped shepherd 11 bipartisan opioid abuse-related bills through the Health Subcommittee. And these bills passed the House with more than 400 votes in support and were amended to S-524, the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA. CARA works to combat the opioid epidemic in every angle through specific targeted solutions. It authorizes the Attorney General and Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to address the national epidemics of addiction to heroin and prescription opioids, and make various other changes to federal law to combat opioid addiction and abuse. CARA focuses on prevention and education, law enforcement, first responder training and treatment and recovery, and addiction and treatment services for women, families, and veterans. The conference report passed the House by a strong bipartisan vote of 407-5 and the Senate by a vote of 92-2. The package has been sent to the president for his signature.
Can you tell us about the infamous 28 pages from Congress's inquiry into the 9/11 attacks?
Yes. As you may recall, Congress published the Joint Congressional Inquiry into Intelligence Community Activities before and after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, commonly known as the Joint Commission Report, in September of 2002. 28 of the report's more than 830 pages have been classified since its release, and I, along with more than 70 of my House colleagues, have co-sponsored a resolution urging the administration to release the pages. Last Friday, these 28 pages were declassified and posted online. They discuss the hijackers' ties to Saudi Arabia and potentially Saudi government officials.
Thank you. Do you have a good news headliner for us today?
I certainly do. I would like to take this time to highlight the work of 9-year-old Mary Mansour of Wyomissing. In less than a week, Mary raised $300 to repair the 15-foot-tall animatronic Spinosaurus outside the Reading Public Museum, one of the two animatronic dinosaur displays that flank the museum's entrance, was vandalized on July 12th. A week after visiting the exhibit, Mary was upset to learn that the dinosaur had been damaged, and she then decided to ask for other people's help to fix it. Mary situated herself outside her house in the summer heat, caught the attention of some 11 generous passersby. Dozens of others are also pitching in to help pay for the restoration. The donations raised by Mary, as well as the GoFundMe fundraising page that the museum set up following the vandalism, are helping the museum reach its $10,000 goal. So thank you, Mary, for your dedicated service to the community. The 16th Congressional District needs more initiatives like yours.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.